This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Bob Fitzgerald is making his return to Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game.
Which
and
is
on
probably the biggest of all.
Easily.
Yeah,
easily.
No
and this will happen right here on the River Islands guest line. Hello, Bob. How are you?
I was hoping you guys could help me out with something.
Okay.
I saw Steph Curry speed away from Chase Center yesterday and toss out a Steinmetz, Franklin, and Marshall jersey on the street. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, well, we did have a conversation about whether or not it would make it out of Chase Center and which garbage can it would end up in. But it sounds like you're the one who has the clues that we should be following.
Yeah, I mean, I think someone said, hey, Steph, give me a jersey, and they weren't specific enough, and he just gave him Steinmetz jersey. So if you see Franklin or Marshall rocking around Thrive City, you'll know where it happened.
It makes sense that he probably threw it into a trash can from 23 feet 9 inches, and it was, you know, absolute bombs, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Diddly for the win. Very good.
That was excellent. All right, Bob, what about Kuminga tonight? What do you think this is going to look like?
Okay, now I need you guys to just all, let's, you know, put our hands together in like one little team huddle.
Okay.
And everybody take a breath about Jonathan Kuminga coming back. For the love of God, he's missed 2 months. He's missed 33 games. They're 12-2. He's going to play what? You know, 6-7 minutes, a half, and you're going to ease this guy back in? I mean, come on. That's, everybody take a breath here. It's like, you'd think Wilt was returning or something. Like, it's great to have Kuminga. The Warriors are better. He's a dynamic player. But, talk to me 2 weeks from now when he's, you know, back in rhythm and the team's figuring out how to play with him and he's going to be in the second unit with Jimmy and all that kind of stuff. I don't expect anything spectacular tonight other than a few less minutes for a Looney or a GP2 or something like that as Steve kind of eases him back in.
Well, Bob, no, I think we're with you there. I mean it more in terms of, like, from a predictive standpoint,
standpoint, he's going to look rusty as hell.
Well, no, I'm not just talking tonight. I mean, like, as Steve's put it to us earlier this week, he's rejoining a completely different team. So, I mean, it's fair to wonder how and in what way his game fits in.
Well, it's totally fair. I'm just teasing you guys a little bit. The difference in the different team is that with the second unit before, Kuminga was, they were running stuff through him because it was sort of like, give the ball to Kuminga, get the hell out of the way, hope he can go to the rim and get fouled, and, you know, if he's triple teamed, throw it out to Buddy Hield and he'll shoot a three or something. That was kind of the previous second unit. And so now you have Jimmy Butler as the handler and the initiator. You have Quentin Post as one of the spacers. You have Buddy Hield as one of the spacers. So now you can run two-man game with Jimmy and Kuminga. You can put Kuminga on the block. You know, when Butler and others get rebounds, Kuminga can be that one-man fast break. You know, Pajemski might play with that second unit at times. So now you have a second connector and a second ball handler. Like, J.K. is coming back to a way better second unit opportunity. and he should make the most of it. Just play off of Butler and do what he says and watch him and just let him spoon feed you. So the whole idea of give it to Jonathan and, you know, get out of the way and hope things work out versus now you're playing with a higher IQ unit and Quentin Post is now a factor with another floor spacer. Like, that just gives more opportunity for Kuminga to do damage getting downhill. So it's super exciting.
It is, and I can't help but think about what Steve Kerr said to us earlier this week when we had him on the show, and he talked about, you know, hustle plays and intangibles and all the other little things. Do you think that Jonathan is going to be ready to, and I know tonight's going to probably be, like you said, 12 minutes, maybe 14, whatever, but as he graduates into a more full-time role again, does he have it in his bag to contribute the way that they're going to need him to contribute?
Well, you know, that's always a different learning curve for all young guys, Dibs, is that look at how Moses Moody is playing right now. And I'm going to steal from Steinmetz, actually. You guys said both shows were so good yesterday, having Steph out of Chase and then having different guys on. He said, you know, Moses Moody previously, it was all a barometer of how well he shot threes. You know, he came in and was like, okay, if he hit threes, what a great game. And if he didn't have threes, you know, what did Moody really do tonight? Now you watch Moody. He is a demon defensively. He's Mr. Guy Santos part two in terms of hustle plays. He's out there on ball defense. He'll cut without the ball and get, you know, dunks and layups from Butler, and then he'll still hit threes. But you just see Moody's minutes and, like, you know what? When he's out there, stuff's productive and stuff is good. And that's what you want to see with Kuminga, is that I don't really care what his numbers look like at all. I just care if he's contributing and making winning plays. And the one area that I think is growth for him, not just this year, but just in his career, who can box out Jonathan Kuminga? Like, if this guy had an offensive rebounding mindset, my God, he could crush things on the glass. And when you see him rebound and kick in, you're like, man, that makes the Warriors doubly dangerous because he's flying in with tip follows and slams and getting fouled on loose ball situations and going in and getting rebounds and laying the ball back in or dunking. Like, those don't have to be plays or anything. That's just hustle and your own energy. And I steal from Jerry Sloan all the time. They asked my Greg Ostertag, oh, I'm not getting enough touches. We miss half our shots. Feel free to rebound and dunk any of the ones you want to. Go ahead. And that's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, well, half the shots are going to be missed. Why is Kevon Looney such a great rebounder? Like, is he because he's such a big leaper and he's so quick? No, the guy's just relentlessly working to go after every rebound. Same thing with Guy Santos. So at this juncture, everyone that's playing, play like Pajemski, play like Guy Santos, play like Draymond, play like Jimmy Butler. Because when the Warriors play like that, they're tough to deal with. And that gets you excited as they kind of push for the playoffs, is that this energy level and the grit and the fortitude they're kind of playing with is exciting, and it's resulted in winning basketball.
So, Bob, like, what is the big challenge with getting the guys to do that? And I say that as a dad of teenagers who understands that people don't just do what you tell them to do. But, like, I know that Steve hammers that home to the guys. What's sort of the challenge in getting them to think more that way?
Well, I mean, that's where you have such a good staff, like with Anthony Vereen and Jacob Rubin and our development coaches, Seth Cooper, is that you don't tell guys now today as much as you show them on video. You know, if you're ever there super early, each coach has an individual warm-up guy, an individual development guy. Bruce Frazier is Steph's guy. People see Bruce all the time. But in that warm-up routine, they'll go through shooting and they'll go through spots on the floor and they'll go through some skill development and warm-up and just how you're feeling. Then they sit down with a laptop, and it's basically like, here's your last minutes, or here's the plays we're running. You think you're playing hard, or you think you're boxing out, or you think you're getting back on defense, or you think you're going to the glass? The video doesn't lie. It doesn't lie. And so when you show guys that, if you have any kind of competitor within you, and you have any kind of personal ethos of wanting to be a winner, if the video isn't what you think you're doing, then you better ramp it up, you know? And I think that's the, and you find out, I mean, you see guys that are super competitive, and the super competitive guys are winners. You know, 90% of life is showing up, but 90% of sports is playing to max effort. And that's the one thing with Kuminga coming back. it's another part of a deeper team where you can play with max effort. And if you're worn out, there's another warrior to check in for you. And you see GP2 playing so well. Buddy Hield has games where he's up and down, right? But the other night, Buddy Hield sprinting all the time opened up the Warriors floor game, and then Buddy was making shots, and Buddy himself had 7 assists. The one thing with Buddy Hield, good, bad, or indifferent, he always is playing hard. He's the first guy sprinting every single time, and that's part of what you need to do all the time. So that's where Kuminga, I think, can fit in, is, hey, these guys aren't playing at 35 miles an hour anymore. These Warriors are winning. They're getting chased by teams in the playoff spot. They've moved from the 10th spot up to the 6th spot. Like, there's no time for missteps right now. 2 or 3 losses in a row, and you're back in the play-in tournament, like, at 9 or 10. And that's why tonight, the Knicks, Denver, Milwaukee, like, this stretch right now, whoo, this is going to be pretty rugged in the next couple days.
No doubt, Fitz. And, you know, you're right now in a flat tie with Minnesota. Your percentage points ahead, but the margin for error is almost non-existent. But when you look at this team and you've got 17 more to go and hopefully a long playoff run, what about this team right now makes you wonder if it's going to be good enough to really advance deep?
Well, I think you phrased it perfectly. And if you watch Denver and Minnesota last night, you got a good look at what the West is if you're not named OKC. OKC, Cleveland, and Boston are in a different plane. Okay, so let's just leave them aside. Memphis, Houston, Lakers, Minnesota, Denver, Warriors, Clippers, they could all beat each other. And so the scenario I look at is 3-6 matchup or 4-5 or whatever. The Warriors go on the road and they split the first two in Memphis, or split the first two in Denver, or split the first two in Houston.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
That will give them a chance where, wait a minute, they're 1-1 coming back to chase, and a team's like, we have to beat Steph Curry and Draymond and Jimmy Butler 4 times in the remaining games and stuff? Like, that's the puncher's chance the Warriors have. And then if you can get there, you meet a team that's on a different plane right now in OKC, and then you got to, you know, who's healthy, someone rolls an ankle, something's different, Steph has a 56-point game. Like, you know, that's the choice. But there's no – you throw a blanket over 6 teams in the West and tell me this team beat this team or this team beat the other team, nothing is going to be surprising as close as these games are right now.
That's interesting. Okay, so you set aside OKC – But is anyone else in your mind like a matchup that you'd kind of like to avoid if you could in round one?
No interest in playing the Lakers in round one.
Yep.
None.
Even with Anthony Davis gone, like he was the guy that was such a tough matchup for them.
Okay, now let's, you know, just the three of us talking here.
Let's do it.
Let's all live in the real world. Have you seen the officiating when it involves the Lakers with LeBron James and Luka Doncic in games that matter?
Tell us about it.
I don't want any part of that.
Yeah.
I don't want any part
That's
of that.
That's an interesting
not
way to put it. That's interesting.
You know, I mean, it's like LeBron has the PA announcer foul him and shoot two free throws in a game. Like, what happens to Steph where he's treated as a pinata, but then if you have a bad breath foul in the Lakers, Austin Reeves is going to the line again. Like, I'm sorry, I want no part of that in the playoffs early on.
Bob, why is that?
You'll deal with it if you have to. But
beyond the obvious, if we sound like homers here, whatever. Like, why would Steph Curry not garner the same protection that LeBron James gets?
But it's not protection per se. It's reputation, and then Steph has never been, and Clay wasn't either, what you call a foul baiter. You know, where I'm going to snap my head back like James Harden, or I'm going to bump into somebody and act like I'm electrocuted and fall down and stuff. I mean, Steph plays basketball, you know, but the difference is off the ball, guys bear hug Steph Curry all day, every day, and that should be a foul all day, every day, and it never is. And why you're allowed to hug him and grab him and hold him all the time versus the level of contact that's not allowed for a lot of other, quote, superstars, I have no idea. I just know now that he's 26 all-time in scoring, you know, 25,000 points, and has the fewest free throws of any other elite scorer in the history of the sport. So, you know, it's not because he doesn't drive, by the way. It's not because he doesn't go in the lane.
Yeah.
You know, go back to the three he hit against New Orleans, you know, in the first championship run. And Anthony Davis lands like a building on top of him. That's not an and one made three? Like, what are we looking at half the time?
Yeah, and I do think that, you know, when he goes to the basket, Bob, the way that he draws contact is such that referees are more likely to just let it go because he is more slight of build. And like you said, he doesn't snap his head back. And I just was looking at the all-time list, and he's 123rd all-time in free throw attempts. He just passed Kevin Love, which good for him.
Yeah. I just think for Steph, it's been something, and it's, you know, the whether he's fouled shooting and this and that is one thing. Just tonight or any other night, or if you happen to get to a game, watch Steph Curry off the ball and just watch him be absolutely mugged and held and bumped and knocked around all the time. And there's no other guy in the league that is treated that way. None. And if you wanted to, you could call four team fouls on the first six possessions when a team's trying to guard Steph Curry. But that would be really bad basketball, and we'd have what we had the other night against Detroit with 59 fouls and 77 free throws and wouldn't be that artistic. But, you know, you'll see Steph, I mean, like look at the Brooklyn game where he got the intentional offensive foul. He did that because you had him. I don't know what Brooklyn was doing the first 8 minutes of that game, but they're just bouncing him all over the place, and Brooklyn played the first 12 minutes without being called for a single foul. The whole team. Shockingly, the Warriors were down 20.
Yeah.
Then basketball resumed, and then the Warriors won the game. But, you know, I'm just saying, teams are going to foul him until they're penalized. It's what Nick Saban did with Alabama's offensive line. In the playoffs, I'm going to hold every play until they throw a holding penalty. And if you can play Steph that way and it's not called, why would you stop? That's the whole issue. You know, his biggest scoring game was against Portland when he had 62. What was different about that game? He shot 18 free throws in that game.
Yep.
You know, but he doesn't have games like that. But if he was having 10, 11 free throws a game, if he was Shea Gilgeous-Alexander or Harden or Luka or these guys, Steph would average 35 points a game, especially since he's a 93% free thrower.
Bob, great stuff. Great stuff. And Warriors and Kings tonight will be a really, really fun one. The homestand gets really juicy the rest of the way. So looking forward to it. Thank you so much. Always good to hear you.
And if we find the guy with the Steinmetz, Franklin, and Marshall jersey, do we turn it in? Do we pay the guy off? Do we take it for ourselves? What do we do with it?
Yeah, I think a selfie and then dealer's choice after that.
Hey, when are we going to Splash? You guys got to buy drinks. Let's
Dude, we're going to be there next Thursday doing our show leading into the game against the Raptors. Come early and get some nachos.
That's, wait a minute, Kalena and Fitz are liquored up at Splash pregame. Is that going to be the storyline?
At least nachoed up. I mean, that's legal, isn't it?
All right, guys, have fun tonight. Great hearing your voice.
All right.
Right on, Fitz. Yeah.
Thanks, Fitz.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.